Here's a recipe for international tension.
Iran has become self-sufficient in the entire fuel cycle, starting from the exploration and then mining and then turning it into yellow cake.
The thought of Iran cooking up its own homegrown nuclear industry adds a new dimension to an old fear. While Iran may think it needs to imagine a future without plentiful oil,
the international community has to wonder how long it can rely on a present without Iranian nuclear weapons. Ghosts of proliferations past and yet to come. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Monday, December 6th, thinking about Iranian jitters on the nuclear front this morning.
Well, it's funny because there's jitters on the nuclear front in Korea as well. It's all around the world.
Not surprising places. And let's begin right in the headlines. We've got BBC correspondent James Reynolds on the line from Geneva. James, there are talks underway now to deal with this Iranian announcement over the weekend that it can mine uranium and actually produce possibly its own enriched fuel for its own Iranian nuclear reactors. Who's at the talks this morning, and what's this level of urgency?
The permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany are on one side of the table, and on the other side of the table is Iran and its chief negotiator, Saeed Jalili. And of course, Iran, as you suggested there, set the early tone for the talks with its announcement on Sunday that it had made its own, it had extracted yellow cake and was making enriched uranium with that yellow cake. It is symbolically important, it is politically important, but in the end it may not be practically important, because experts believe that Iran simply does not have enough yellow cake in its own country, in its own mines, to become self-sufficient in making uranium.
An Iranian uranium yellow cake bluff possibly on the table there in Geneva. BBC correspondent James Reynolds, thanks so much for joining us.
And as I said, that nuclear proliferation dance is going on at the Korean Peninsula as well. This morning, President Obama called Chinese counterpart Hu Jintao to urge China to help rein in North Korea's nuclear program. The call coincided with the start of live firing drills by South Korea's military this morning, and also as talks between the U.S., South Korea, and Japan are almost getting underway in Washington. A new poll from ABC News and our partner the BBC takes the temperature of Afghans 9 years into the war. Shows more than half the Afghans polled want the U.S. and NATO forces out of the country by next year. And nearly a quarter believe attacks against NATO forces are justifiable. In an interview this morning on ABC News, General David Petraeus was asked if corruption in the Afghan government is proving to be insurmountable.
Well, there's no question that corruption has been, for however long this country has probably been in existence, been part of the literally the culture. And again, you're not going to turn Afghanistan into Switzerland in a decade or less.
Today's poll finds Afghans more willing to negotiate with the Taliban than they were a year ago. And speaking of Switzerland, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says he's considering seeking asylum there soon. That comes just as the website continues to release classified diplomatic cables. One this morning shows a list of facilities around the world that the U.S. sees as vital to its national security.
This morning, a French court has found Continental Airlines and one of its mechanics guilty of criminal wrongdoing in the crash of a Concorde jet outside Paris a decade ago. 113 people died in the crash. A deal on tax cuts is said to be close in Washington. Over the weekend, Republicans blocked a plan to extend the cuts to only those making less than $250,000 a year. More on all of this in Washington coming up in the agenda. And Ben Bernanke on 60 Minutes last night says the economy is still struggling to become self-sustaining. We'll see what the markets do with that. Asian and European markets are mixed this morning. Futures for Wall Street are down. The Dow gets underway at 11,382, the S&P at 1,224, and the NASDAQ at 2,591. Coming up, dreaming big on Christmas, but coming into contact with reality in the Great Recession. We're talking about advice for Santas at home. Call us with your own at 877-8-MY-TAKE. How do you tell kids to dream big but not be impractical?
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.